This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchel with Josh Rogan of the Global Opinions columnist for The Washington Post. And in exchange with the People's Republic of China's ambassador, Mr. Qin, to the United States, at least some exchange and other questions and answers, I realize that this is a separate reality. Is this a wolf warrior, Josh? I thought they were supposed to be rude and not irrational.
Right. So Ambassador Qin, who just arrived in Washington recently, was presented as this wolf warrior diplomat who was going to take a tough stance and tell the West what's what and China's back, et cetera, et cetera. But after about a year in D.C., I think he realized that it wasn't working. You know, people don't like that. And so he switched from bad cop to good cop and gave a 90-minute press conference to a dozen Washington journalists, including myself. And he tried to charm us. And my column was basically like, OK, well, that's nice. But the problem was that the things that he was saying don't comport with any reality that you or I understand. And I'm not talking about sort of perspectives of international relations or quibbles over this data or that data. I asked him a very simple question. I said, you know, why do you think it is that the Taiwanese people overwhelmingly don't want to be ruled by the CCP? Why do you think of it? What is your explanation for the fact that, according to every poll that exists, Taiwan wants to remain free? And he looked me right in the eye and he said, that's not true. And that the China-Taiwan relations are really good. And that was just the beginning of that the Taiwanese people all want to join mainland China, except for a few, you know, rabble rousers and their foreign friends. Right. And so that doesn't provide a very good basis for a rational adult conversation about a very complicated set of issues in U.S. foreign relations. And it just went on like that. He said that, you know, the Chinese economy was doing well, that their zero COVID policy was a huge success. He said that, you know, the U.S. Congress is part of the U.S. government and therefore, you know, Joe Biden should have told Nancy Pelosi not to go. And all of these things are sort of part and parcel of the propaganda that's coming out of the Chinese Communist Party these days. And what you realize after sitting down with the ambassador from the PRC in Washington for 90 minutes is that he has no choice. He's not actually functioning as a diplomat in the classic sense. He's just a parrot of the propaganda. And whether he says it with a scowl on his face or a smile on his face, it's the same crap. It's the same, you know, lies, essentially. And there's not much you can do with that. So, you know, the Chinese embassy is engaged in this charm offensive. It's not working, at least in my view, because they got nothing to work with, because the only things they can really say are these crazy things that work inside China where they don't know the difference because they live in a tightly controlled internet. But in a free society where people can see things and hear things and go on the internet and find things, it just doesn't wash.
He said that Hong Kong is thriving as a democracy.
Well, it's even worse than that. He said that this Hong Kong proves the success of China's one country, two systems model, and that was going to be the model that they were going to use in Taiwan. And he said that after they implement one country, two systems in Taiwan, it's going to be just like Hong Kong and that people are going to love it. Okay. And that again, that is so blinkered and so ridiculous, frankly. There's no other word for it. It's just, it would be laughable if he weren't describing mass atrocity. You know what I mean? If he wasn't describing the subjugation of millions of people against their will and crackdowns and human rights abuses and jailings and all of the rest, it would be comical that he even sits there with a straight face and appears to be so forlorn that the West just doesn't understand that Taiwan wants to be part of China. And again, that's a real problem for U.S. policy, if you think about it, John, because what is the, you know, I can mock it, which is like, you know, that's the best that I can do is just to mock it. What is the U.S. government supposed to do? How are they supposed to deal with that? And I don't think they have a good answer either.
Yeah, read a Dr. Seuss book while he's talking. Josh Rogan for the Global Opinions column at The Washington Post. I'm John Batchel.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
What if every student had a tutor and personalized learning was available to everyone? What if every family had a financial guide and their investments made for an optimistic future? What if every doctor could diagnose you in seconds and healthcare visits felt more personal? What if your business never slept and every customer's shopping experience felt like it was designed especially for them? It can with Agent Force, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.